This week's special edition of Cotton Newsline contains four cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
The amendment that's offered by Senators Grassley and Dorgan contained really some drastic cuts in terms of the limits that would be allowed for various payments. For example, a limit on total direct payments would be established at $20,000. Countercyclical payments would be established at $30,000, and then $75,000 on all loan deficiency payments and marketing loan gains, including any gains that might occur on forfeited commodities.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Now is the time to weigh in with their senators and express their strong opposition to a Grassley-Dorgan type amendment and urge their senators to vote against that amendment, and also stress how much of a negative impact that amendment would have not only on their operations but also on the rural economy.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
In addition to the one being offered by Senator Grassley and Dorgan that tightened down on limits as well as changed some of the eligibility requirements for what's considered actively engaged in farming, we're also very concerned about an amendment that's going to be offered apparently by Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota that would modify the current adjusted gross income test and that would lower that adjusted gross income amount down to $750,000 regardless of the source of the income. So any producer who has an average income above that level would be ineligible for any benefits under the farm programs.
Cut four, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
As you call your member to convey any opposition to a Grassley-Dorgan amendment, it's also important that you convey your opposition and concern about the negative impacts that would occur because of the Klobuchar amendment as well. And I think the other point that it is important to stress to the senators is that the bill that came out of the Agriculture Committee was approved unanimously by that committee and in and of itself contains reforms on payment limits.